because of the fact that he's pouring out his blessing, he's providing for his people, and yet they're still murmuring. You say, how much does God hate it? Well, here it says that he destroyed them. What does that mean? He killed them. You know, this is New Testament. Now, why did this God allow this to happen? Look at verse number 11. Now, all these things happen unto them, for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. So, the Bible tells us that, obviously, this was not God's will for their lives, but you know what? There are examples. They're written for our admonition. What kind of admonition? The admonition is this. Don't be a murmurer. Don't be a complainer. Don't murmur. Don't complain. And more specifically, don't complain and murmur in the midst of blessing. The title of the sermon this evening is Ways to Handle God's Blessing. Because we look at the children of Israel in the Old Testament, they didn't handle God's blessing very well. I mean, they saw some pretty miraculous things, did they not? But they didn't handle that very well. And you know what? Today, we don't have these type of miracles happening today. We don't have water gushing out of a rock. We don't have manna falling down from heaven. We don't have God bringing the quails, you know, into our backyard so we can kill, slay, and eat. But you know what? We do have a meal every single day, do we not? We do have clothes on our back. We do have all the necessary things that we need to survive. And in fact, we even have an overabundance of these things. And the Bible tells us that every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of lights, in whom there is no shadow of turning, you know, no variableness or, nor shadow of turning, the Bible says. So actually, we have something a little more than that, because we have the complete canonized Bible. They didn't have the Bible back then. So how does this principle apply to us? It applies in this manner. To whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required.